Joined in studio by Owen Madigan. Owen is the man behind Madigan Traditional Masonry, based in Ennistymon. They're holding an event on the use of Irish limes to conserve and repair our historic buildings later this week. So let's find out more about it. Owen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Very well. Thanks very much for coming in. And maybe tell us a bit more about yourself, where you're from, your own background, and getting into this particular trade.
I suppose I'm a sixth generation mason from Ennistymon. My family was involved in stone cutting, headstones and architectural pieces upon request. So we've a long history in Ennistymon, over 200 years that we know of. So my mother actually was a letter cutter. So I remember growing up in graveyards and things like that, watching her. So I suppose that's where my love came from. Our built heritage all around us, you know, the churches and the graveyards and things like that.
There must be a lot of satisfaction with that, on walking around Ennistymon and going, yeah, we built that. Yeah, yeah, we put that up.
it's nice to be able to do that, you know, to know that anything that is carved by my family and myself will be there for generations after us. So it's nice to see that.
So it was inevitable then that you would get into maybe not masonry, but something to do with construction or building?
Well, I did everything in my power not to get into masonry, but, you know, once I got the chisel into my hand, that was the rest was history after that, then, I think.
What is it about it, as you say, when you got the chisel into your hand? Is it that you can be creative?
There is a connection, I suppose. It's grounding. It's very grounding. Working with natural materials, using natural materials to build structures that will, again, be there long after you, you know. So it's just about using the materials we have around us, and instead of importing materials and bringing materials far, you know, from far away, basically.
And do we have, you know, not just in Ireland, but in Clare, is a lot of that readily available?
It is. We have some of the finest building stone in the country here in Clare, you know, with all the Mohair stones, Luke stones, the Carboniferous limestones of the Burn. So we have sandstones in Broadford. So we have a full palette of stone there, and all the aggregates that go with it as well.
So tell us how you made the journey from, I really don't want to get involved in this, to have the chisel in your hand and going, oh, I'm being bitten by the bug, to now having Madigan Traditional Masonry.
Well, I suppose it was over 20 years ago when I trained in Kerry in Tralee under master craftsperson Tom Little. And I suppose his passion was evident as well, and he managed to pass it on. So from there, in 2005, managed to meet another master craftsperson, Pat McAfee. And he basically got me hooked on lime mortars. It was the way his passion came through and how he was able to relay that to us.
And how long has Madigan Traditional Masonry been established, and what is the kind of extent or breadth of your work? Not just focus on Ennistymon and your base there, but you're working around
the country. Yeah, we work on all over the country. We specialise in the conservation restoration of our built heritage. Now, we don't just solely use lime mortars. We're stone cutters as well, so we make headstones, architectural pieces. We're dry stone wallers. We've just returned from a prestigious project up in Donegal, working on Dún Fort, an Iron Age ring fort. So, you know, you name it, we do it when it comes to stone.
Okay, right. You're fairly comprehensive in what you do. And tell us more then about the lime event that's happening. It's on the 26th and 27th, so later this week.
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, so what is this the first time you've held something like this? Why are you putting
personally,
it on?
Personally, yes, it is. I am very passionate about our historic structures, our built heritage, and also the mortars used to build them. I have a real grow for the Irish lime mortars. We use these mortars so much around the country. Like their endurance is evident around us in our built heritage. So we're trying to revive that, I suppose, lost knowledge. So we are running this event, I suppose, to upskill conservation professionals to be able to spec and to know when and where to use these mortars. And also, I suppose, to empower homeowners to make control decisions when they're carrying out works to their own properties or if they're employing people to do so. Because we find there's a fundamental lack of understanding on how historic structures function and the role of lime mortars in keeping our houses, our historic buildings dry. Because a dry house can be a warm house.
And why do you think there is that lack of understanding? Is it just not being taught well enough, or are those coming through not...
The lime revival, which happened about 20 years ago, was great in its own way, but it adopted knowledge from Europe, which has a much drier climate. So we ended up using imported mortars or imported limes for all our conservation of our built heritage. These mortars set too strong. They are better in drier climates than wetter climates. So what happens is they actually retain the water. So what we're trying to promote is the use of Irish limes that are far superior to these imported mortars. So they're far cheaper, eco-friendly, you know, not even to mention their superiority as a mortar when you're using them. They have a self-healing property, things like this. None of the imported limes do that for you. As we all know, in this climate, we need to become more eco-friendly, and no better way than to do that by producing the lime and using the lime that's made in this country.
Okay, and I presume you'll have lots of key speakers and craftspeople who'll be imparting their great knowledge. Will you be one of them?
I will. Sadly, people are going to have to listen to me waffle on for about 20 minutes. But no, we have some experts. We have structural engineers and conservation experts giving talks and demonstrations on the day. So it'll be a mix of craftspeople as well, giving a talk on from their perspective of how they use these mortars, not the science behind it, but how the craftsperson uses and adapts the mortars to suit. So we have the likes of Nigel Copsey, who is he's world renowned actually. He is the author of the book Hot Mix Limes and Traditional Mortars. We have structural engineer, conservation grade structural engineer David Wiggins, coming from Glasgow, and his speciality is in how solid walls function, e.g. cottage walls, farmhouse buildings, how they actually function and the role of lime mortar in controlling the ingress of moisture.
Okay, this sounds like the kind of event that, you know, for those who are considering or maybe currently undertaking restoration projects on their properties, this would be ideal for them.
Ideal, yes, because we feel that there's, you know, the online forums, there is a lot of misinformation because anybody can put anything they want up there. Whereas when you're talking to experts in their trades, they're only relaying what they know. You know, and they have no vested interest in it. So we find that the market is very supplier-led at the moment with a lot of misinformation. And we just want to clear that up and show that there is another way, and it's a much better way to go.
Okay, so it's this Friday and Saturday. You might as well remind people on where is it happening, what time. And is it first come, first served? Do people have to register to be able to attend?
Yes, well, it's on our Facebook page, Madigan Traditional Masonry. It's also on our Instagram page, Madigan Conservation. And they can call, you know, if they want. I can give my number and they can call me directly.
Okay, Perfect stuff. So that is happening this Friday and Saturday on Madigan from Madigan Traditional Masonry. Thank you very much for coming in on.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it for joining us on Monday's Morning Focus.